Welcome back, everybody. This is Soul Speak. I'm your host, Sheldon Pisnat. And in this call, we're going to be talking with Tom Palladino about scalar energy and healing. Scalar energy is also known as prana, chi, radiant energy, zero-point energy, ki, orgone, eloptic, which, by the way, I haven't heard a few of those before, so this is going to be very interesting. After years of experimentation and modification, Tom Palladino has developed a technique using scalar energy, or chi, that will transmute pathogens quickly and painlessly in the body. Scalar energy operates at the quantum level and is capable of disassembling these pathogens, such as viruses, bacteria, parasites, protozoans, amoeba, prions, thus eliminating the causative agent of disease. And once that causative agent of a pathogen disease has been eliminated, the symptoms associated with that infection decrease or disappear altogether. So we'll find out a lot more about what I'm talking about in 1 second. Tom, how are you? Welcome to the show.
It's great to be here. I am fine. Thank you, Sheldon.
Good. Well, let's dive right in. Where does scalar energy originate, and what is scalar energy? Describe its nature to us.
Everybody's familiar with scalar energy. It's sunlight. It's starlight. It's all around us. Simply stated, there's two forms of energy. The one form everybody recognizes, electromagnetic energy, electricity, and magnetism. But there's a second spectrum. There's a second energy spectrum, which is scalar energy. And obviously, many people recognize sunlight and starlight. But what is that subtle essence? Scalar energy is of a different dimension. It's known as chi prana. Some people call it pyramid energy or perhaps a zero-point energy, etc. That's what I work with. So I work with a much more subtle energy than that of electricity. And frankly, scalar energy is much more versatile than that of electricity. So I think once mankind really wraps their mind around this, they will see that scalar energy offers benefits that you cannot derive from the electromagnetic spectrum. Scalar energy is the new energy that mankind will gravitate towards.
But yet, Tom, if it's chi, if it's the same thing as chi or ki, prana, we've been, you know, in cultures around the world, they've been working with it for thousands and thousands of years, correct?
That's correct. This is why I mentioned it's a subtle energy. Scalar energy is obviously intelligence. Any energy is intelligence. And that's what chi and prana is. It really is the intelligence of God or the intelligence that we see throughout the universe. It's really, again, the mind of God that we're working with. So this is why I'm really so emboldened by scalar energy. It's far superior to that of electricity. And again, we have recognized scalar energy for centuries, for millennia. It is chi, it is prana, and the ancients knew that. They had a firm grasp upon this subtle concept, scalar energy.
So electromagnetic energy, electricity, not being the most astute individual in the difference between the two, I have a question for you. Is our electromagnetic field not chi, not scalar energy then?
It's very simple. All energy initiates from the sun and the stars. It's scalar energy. You were to look at scalar energy in configuration, it's a double helix. It looks as if two corkscrews are intertwined. And when that energy, scalar energy, will degrade, it converts into electricity and magnetism. It's really that simple. All energy initiates as starlight, sunlight, as scalar energy. And then in many environments, scalar energy will degrade into electricity and magnetism. So if you will, the electromagnetic spectrum is simply a derivative of scalar energy.
That's fascinating. That's really interesting. Yeah. And boy, do I love the way you describe chi and scalar energy as the intelligence of God. energy, the mind of God. Love that. Well, how does scalar energy disassemble pathogens?
This is the wonder of scalar energy. If it's the intelligence of God, then it controls everything. And that's what scalar energy does. It's the intelligence. It brings order out of chaos. It's the intelligence of the universe. Well, I recognize that when I'm working with a scalar energy instrument, a scalar energy instrument can control molecular form. A scalar energy instrument can control atomic form. So with scalar energy, I can take an instrument, broadcast scalar energy, and in so doing, I can either form, create, assemble matter, or disassemble a molecular form. Now imagine that. Scalar energy allows me to have control, mastery over molecular form. Well, the instruments that I've calibrated allow me to break down the molecular constitution, the chemical bonds of germs. So scalar energy allows me to have direct and consummate control over the molecular structure of viruses and bacteria and fungi. Well, if I can do that, then I can break down viruses, bacteria, and fungi. It's a very simple, straightforward process, and it essentially is effectuated by this energy. You only could achieve these results working with scalar energy. You cannot achieve these results readily with electricity. So in a nutshell, a scalar energy instrument allows me to destroy viruses, bacteria, and fungi. And with that in mind, we're on our way to being able to cure viral, bacterial, and fungal disease.
What about the other way? For instance, not the other way necessarily, but how does scalar energy, let's say, assemble nutrients inside us?
Sure. Again, everything is instructions. Scalar energy serves as the instructions of the universe. So with another instrument that I've calibrated, scalar energy will work in an in-phase capacity. As such, scalar energy can be used to assemble molecular forms. So I can readily assemble antioxidants or minerals or vitamins or phytochemicals or amino acids inside the body. So the protocols that I've developed, I'm using them to improve human health. And per se, I can break down an infectious agent. I can break down a germ, a foreign infectious agent, obviously, that is inimical to our health. Well, conversely, I can take a scalar energy instrument and I can assemble nutrients inside the body. And in so doing, I can fortify the body with the micronutrients that are essential for growth and repair. So we do all of this by way of energy. There's no drugs that are used. And frankly, we have the added advantage of being able to treat people remotely. Scalar energy allows me to treat people at a vast distance. There is no limit to the distance that scalar energy can operate in. So we have, if you will, universal healthcare, in which we can work with people around the world with scalar energy instruments. We can readily break down microorganisms that are the cause of pathogenic disease, and we can readily fortify the body with nutrients. This is the universal healthcare I believe that mankind is looking for. And it's very inexpensive, and it's easy to administer. So what I'm presenting essentially is the next step for universal healthcare for the world, for mankind.
Almost coming back into balance with what some folks have been doing for millennia, huh? So you do this by way of a photograph, is that correct, Tom?
That's correct. This is the wonderment of scalar energy. Scalar energy is an information system. It's a universal information system. And when I work with people remotely, all I need is a photograph. So people will submit to me, will email me photographs from around the world. And with those photographs, I can identify a person, and then access them through this matrix, through scalar energy, and deliver this energy to anybody in the world. Now imagine that. You don't have to come to my laboratory. You simply submit your photograph to me, any photograph of your skin, any photograph of your anatomy, and that's all we need. A scalar energy instrument will locate you, much like a, say, a cell phone tower will locate a cell phone, and we will deliver scalar energy to you and improve your health in the process in so doing. So this is this this universal health care that I mentioned, and it is all so easily administered. It's the perfect delivery system for health care. That's why I'm so emboldened by this approach. It's the inexpensive, effective way of treating everybody in the world and improving their health.
Tom, I'm curious, how much does intention, your intent, as the deliverer of scalar energy, come into play in the treatments, in the protocol?
That's a good question. I always pray when I'm working with scalar energy. And I know my prayer is a form of scalar energy. Any type of prayer or intention is a form of scalar energy. Put that into motion. Now, with that said, I know that my prayer serves as a spiritual a help, serves as a, if you will, a word of encouragement when I'm praying for people, when I'm treating them. But nonetheless, my scalar energy instruments do indeed produce a favorable outcome and have a profound reach, have a profound ability to change chemical bonds, to change, to rearrange, to transmute chemical bonds. Well, in that case, if we can transmute or change a chemical bond of a virus, we can break down a virus. We've been doing that with the herpes virus. It's easy to break down the chemical bonds of the herpes virus. And in so doing, we can eradicate that virus, and a person is no longer infected. So that's a very good point that I'd like to, again, embellish upon. Prayer is scalar energy, and every time I treat, I'm working with prayer in conjunction with my scalar energy instrument.
Now, I'm curious, you know, this is probably the first time if you have a moment, talk about these instruments. What is a scalar energy instrument? Are you able to share a little bit about that without revealing too much about any patents or trademarks?
Sure. In a nutshell, a scalar energy instrument is a miniature sun. I have scalar energy instruments that control sunlight. Well, obviously, they're miniature suns. They don't broadcast just a fraction of that energy. But the essence is this. A scalar energy instrument controls that dimension of scalar energy, which is chi or prana. Now, obviously, people are familiar with electromagnetic instruments. Most of the world is powered by some type of electromagnetic instrument or some type of a combustion engine. We're not working with that. We're not working with electricity, and there's no combustion in scalar energy. So this is that refined essence. That's this presence of God that I'm working with. And you could date back a scalar energy instrument. And if you could really fathom this, the Ark of the Covenant that Moses had was the first scalar energy instrument. Imagine that. The Ark of the Covenant controlled scalar energy.
Okay. Now, myself, like probably a lot of us, have the Raiders of the Lost Ark image in our minds, the light coming out of that. Gotcha.
Yes, that's accurate, actually. My instruments are probably the same size as the Ark of the Covenant mentioned in the Bible. So you don't need necessarily gigantic instruments. What you need to do is access that paradigm, access that spectrum. And once you do that, it's a different playing field, so to speak. Scalar energy obviously is a different form of energy. It's not electricity. And what you can do with scalar energy, you cannot do with the electromagnetic spectrum. So the key is to work with this refined essence.
Mm-hmm. So to work with the subtlest of energies.
Yes.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. That's it. Thank you. It really is the spirit of God. That's probably the best way I could describe scalar energy. It really is the mind of God, the intelligence of God, or the spirit of God. If the Ark of the Covenant manifested the spirit of God, then essentially in some fashion, my scalar energy instruments fall in line. And I am working with that subtle essence, the spirit of God.
What are some tips you might have for people around their self-healing, just working with scalar energy, let's say, as a maybe a morning ritual, or maybe they have a little pain? Any tips for that?
My encouragement would be this. Everybody controls scalar energy. The human heart, the human mind are two incredible examples of scalar energy. Everybody has a heart, obviously. Everybody has a brain, a mind. And frankly, the capability of the human heart supersedes that of the human mind. So I would encourage people to pray and to pray from the heart and to have positive thoughts. And in so doing, you are working within that paradigm, within that perfection, within that subtle essence. You are in the presence of God. And this is why prayer is so important. This is why a word of encouragement is so important. This is why positive thinking is so important, because it's scalar energy. And the way you think, the intelligence behind your thought, is essentially the world that you're going to create. And if you're happy, you're going to create a happy environment for yourself and for others. And if you pray, you're going to change the world. You're going to improve the world. So my point is this. The interface that allows a person to interface with scalar energy, the essence of God, is prayer. That's the doorway to scalar energy. And prayer, or a positive thought, or love, or an emotion such as a longing, compassion, or mercy, all of that is a doorway to this subtle essence, to the presence of God. This is why it's so important to be, once again, positive, upright, righteous, to be a good person, to think good thoughts, and to encourage others, and to pray for people. This is the paradigm that you want to place yourself in. Devoid of any negativity, devoid of any violent thought or any nefarious thought. This is the perfection that we're called to. It's a perfection that is, once again, the presence of God. Once we immerse ourselves in the presence of God, then we become part of that paradigm. And we are immersed in that paradigm. So to speak, you are immersed in the presence of God. That really is the essence of scalar energy.
In your paradigm of prayer, Tom, let's take a couple polarities. One polarity being, God, give me, please give me, kind of the begging prayer. And let's move to the what I would consider the opposite polarity of, I am part of God, therefore, as a prayer, I affirm that I have and I am filled with joy and abundance. Where do you sit with prayer, and what do you find more effective?
I think what you said is correct and accurate. When we pray, we unite ourselves with God. And yes, God is the I am, the presence. Why? Because God is always with us. There is no past for God. There is no future. God is always in the present. God transcends time and space. Well, interestingly, scalar energy transcends time and space. Scalar energy is the I am. If you understand scalar energy, you realize it's timeless. Everything in scalar energy is in the present moment. There is no future event. There are no past events. So when we really are immersed in scalar energy, it's not only a different dimension, but we are timeless. We actually become immortal, if you will, because time is no longer, we're no longer subject to time. We transcend time. It's fascinating. If people quite understood what scalar energy is, yes, it's the presence of God. And once you're in the presence of God, you transcend time and space. It's quite profound.
I'd say that's extremely profound. Well, let's talk about some case studies. What are some of the experiences that you've witnessed when working with scalar energy?
Sure. Well, to boil it down, you have to go back to the nuts and bolts for some people. They want proof. Well, I could say that I have so many scientific tests, diagnostic tests that prove that we are destroying, we're breaking apart the HIV virus. We can break apart the hepatitis virus. We can break apart the herpes virus. And I mention those because those viruses are hard to destroy. Frankly, a lot of people deem them to be incurable. Well, I can prove by way of scientific tests, diagnostic tests, that people that I treated with scalar energy no longer have the HIV virus. They no longer have the herpes virus. They no longer have the hepatitis virus. So that serves as an indication that, yes, scalar energy can indeed enjoy a spectrum, can enjoy a sway of ability that you cannot achieve by way of electricity. That is, scalar energy allows us to have consummate control over physical matter. I frankly have consummate control over the HIV virus, over the herpes virus, over the hepatitis virus. And I'm saying this without equivocation. I am able to easily, readily destroy viruses. Someday the world will wake up and realize what I am doing. I have the simple, painless answer to HIV, to herpes, to hepatitis. That's my statement.
Wow. It's a powerful statement. Well, let's talk about how people can learn more and the free gift that you're offering.
Sure. Sheldon and I have decided to offer the listening audience a free gift. We will treat you for free with scalar energy. 15 days of free treatments, no questions asked. And the only thing that we ask is that you take a photograph, some part of your anatomy. You're going to have to photograph either your face, your hand, your foot. Photograph some part of your skin, and then submit, email that photograph to us. That's all that's needed. And we will treat you for 15 days, no questions asked. There's no obligation. And during those 15 days, we will destroy viruses and bacteria and fungi in your body. And we will assemble nutrients likewise every day for 15 days. And actually, we have a third protocol. We balance chakras with scalar energy. So in synopsis, for 15 days, we will eradicate the germs from your body, assemble micronutrients, and balance your seven chakras. This is free. It's gratis. And Sheldon will provide the link for you. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to change your lifestyle. Just submit, email us a photograph of some part of your anatomy, and we do the rest. And you will feel better. We will improve your health over the next 15 days.
That's awesome. Tom, just for clarity's sake, does the photograph, the part of the body, does that need to be the part that is treated, or is the whole body treated? It can be a photograph of any part of the body.
That's a great question. Any part of the body can be submitted to us. So some people, for sake of anonymity, want to just submit the photograph of their hand. Well, it doesn't matter if you submit a photograph of your hand. Your entire body, your entire soma will be treated. So it's not pertinent to submit one specific photograph of one part of your anatomy. To the contrary, any photograph of your anatomy will serve as a template so that your entire body from head to toe is treated.
And how do people do with the results? Like, the one question that comes forward for me is, well, are people when let's take a hypothetical and not even use you necessarily, but when people are being treated by others, let's say energetically, will they hold that new energetic? So when you treat them, will they be able to hold what the transformation that's occurred?
Yes, many times they do. I believe some people that I've worked with scalar energy, have told me that the treatments have had a significant impact upon their health, and some people have gone as far to say that this is a lasting benefit, to the point that the treatments have served to change their thinking or have improved their physical health, that it's a lasting, permanent improvement. It's quite profound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And certainly at the other end was coming forward for me is it certainly can't hurt. It certainly can't hurt. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to take you up on it, and I think I'll submit my picture as well and have some fun. Thank you, Tom.
Okay.
Thanks for that wonderful offer for everybody. So that's right.
Thank
there.
You.
Claim your free gift for our audience. Claim your free gift, and that'll take you over to 15 days of free scalar energy, free chi and prana treatment in the protocols that Tom has developed and used. And I've looked at some of his testimonials and some of the case studies, and it is very fascinating, I must tell you, the potentials. And certainly, if you're on this show, you're familiar, my audience is pretty familiar with the potentials and power of spirit. Nothing is impossible when working with God and with spirit. So how wonderful. 15 days? Absolutely. I'm down. So head on over there. And, Tom, do you have any last words for our audience? Any final words?
Well, I thank you, Sheldon, for this platform. Thank you, everybody, for your attention. Let's pray for the advent, if you will, of scalar energy. Scalar energy is a technology that will improve everybody's lifestyle. My prediction is scalar energy will have a more positive impact upon mankind than that of the computer. So let's pray that this energy someday is embraced and embraced soon. It's going to improve our lives. That's what I'm really interested in. I want to see mankind improve. I want to see mankind advance. And thank you for your time.
Thank you. Yes, let's take a moment and just pray for the upliftment and the improvement of humanity. That sounds wonderful. I'm down. And just take a moment and join together in that intention and affirmation and prayer. Well, thanks for all of you out there being here and joining virtual hands with both Tom and I and each other in support of one another and our progression and expansion and journey. So appreciate you all. Thank you, Tom, for being here. And tune in tomorrow, and we'll be back on Soul Speak. Until then, have a great day.